Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Thank you for joining us on Pro-Life Perspective. We are continuing our talk today with Suzanne Schindler, the sister of Terry Schindler Schiavo. The family has started a network to take care of or to help families who are facing a problem where they have some loved one who is being denied medical care or being denied food and water. So welcome back, Suzanne, and we are going to have a chance to talk to you for
Carol.
The rest of the week. So I want to bring up the Safe Haven Network. This is something that the foundation has started. Please tell us about it.
Sure. It's a new project, and this project came about based on a need that's been uncovered over the past several years. What we've learned while we're being able to help families in the position that we're in is that families are going up against facilities that are really threatening to withdraw care from their loved ones. And in many cases, the families are looking to transfer their loved one or their patient, if you want to say, to a different facility. And it's hard to find a facility that will go on record to treat and not to withdraw food and fluids. So what we did is we're trying to build a network of facilities throughout our country that includes hospitals and nursing home facilities that will adopt the mission statement that we put together. They will not remove food and water from a patient to cause death. And now that doesn't speak to extraordinary cases where the patients can't simulate food and water. It's really specific to what happened to Terry, where the patient is not dying, they're not terminal, they're only being sustained by food and fluid. So the mission statement is that the facilities is a safe haven facility, pretty much. They will not withdraw food and fluids to cause death. So what we're doing is we're reaching out to hospitals across our country and nursing facilities that will go and adopt our mission, so then we can build this network that families can tap into should they be looking for a transfer or a safe place to put their loved one that they know that they're not going to be harmed by food and fluid removal.
It's really sad that we even have to consider needing something like this, but it is an obvious need. How did the idea come about?
Because there's been countless cases that we've been called into to look for transfers for these patients. And would you believe it's very hard to find one? In some cases, we can't find one. So we always said, gee, I wish we had a facility where, gosh, we know we could go to them and they would accept a patient and there would be no threat of care rationing or food and fluids just to cause death like that, because you just don't know. Many of these facilities, there is no guarantee. So we're really asking facilities to step up and go on record and say, we're not going to deliberately kill a patient or anybody that cannot bring a spoon to their mouth just based on food and fluid, that if they're in our facility, we'll feed them, we'll make sure that they're cared for with food and fluids, of course, unless it's in extraordinary circumstances. Again, that's the exception. But people like Terry that are disabled and all they do is rely on food and fluids to live. So this project came about based on the need that's out there. So we've just launched it. And actually, I'd love to say if there's any facility that's listening or anybody out there that knows a facility that would like to join our network, we're open. We would love to talk with you. And please contact us. May I give the website?
Absolutely.
Our website is www.lifeandhope, and that's lifeandhope, lifeandhope.com.
Thank you so much, Suzanne. We are thrilled that you are here with us this week, and we would hope that any medical professional or any of the facilities would step forward to say, we are going to take care of our patients, our people. We are not going to starve them, and be willing to work with you that some family that needs this kind of care would have a place to go.
Well, we're looking forward to connecting with these facilities. We know they're out there.
And we will be back tomorrow to talk more about this.
Thanks, Carol.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.